This is Buy Me a Ring, a Star Wars prequel trilogy, Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Not Quite a Ghost, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story was recorded as part of Podfic Polygons 2018. Selection and cover art were done by Cantarina, and editing by Azdema. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairings Obi-Wan Kenobi Anakin Skywalker, Padme Amidala Anakin Skywalker, with additional tags for fluff, established relationship, polyamory, polyamory negotiations, marriage, Anakin and Obi-Wan actually discussing their feelings, Obi-Wan letting himself have nice things. Author's notes. You know how sometimes you open G-Docs to just jot down a couple vague ideas, and then 3 hours later you've got 3K fully-fledged fic? Yeah. The title is from I Do by Andrea Gibson.
Buy me a ring that will turn my finger green so I can imagine our love is a forest. I want to get lost in you.
Summarizing this fic was really goddamn hard. It's not a threesome fic, and it's not an infidelity fic. It's a fic about Obi-Wan letting himself have nice things. He deserves nice things. Let Anakin and Obi-Wan be secret married to 2K forever. Anakin, I am your wife! Padme snaps, near caustic with anger. And Anakin winces. He opens his mouth to reply, but he's cut off by the distinct sound of an automatic door being slammed shut with the force behind him. He winces again. Well, shit. Padme sounds apologetic. Not that Anakin should be surprised. She's sorry. They established almost immediately that using Obi-Wan as leverage in a fight was despicable and entirely off-limits. But still, Anakin can't stop himself from expecting her to throw it in his face. He takes a deep breath. I should... Going after Obi-Wan would mean leaving Padme mid-argument. Something else he swore he'd never do. Shit. Fuck. Padme, clearly able to sense his confliction, says, Go, Ani. Her voice soft and understanding. We've had this fight enough times. I can finish it without you. Anakin huffs a laugh despite himself. I'm sorry. I love you. I'll calm you later. At least so I know Obi-Wan hasn't killed you, if nothing else. Padme agrees. She smiles. Bittersweet, and that never fails to tug Anakin's insides into knots. She shouldn't have to look like that. It's not fair. He's not fair to her. And presses a kiss to his cheek. I love you. Go get your boy. Obi-Wan would surely have words to say about being called a boy in any context, let alone Anakin's boy. I'm 36, Anakin. The only one who has any right to be calling me a boy is Master Yoda. But Anakin pushes those thoughts aside in favor of focusing on locating Obi-Wan's force presence as he leaves Padme's apartment. As he always does when angry with him, Obi-Wan has shut Anakin out, which makes tracking him down tricky. Not impossible, though, because force or not, Anakin still knows his old master, and there are only 3 places in the Senate District he ever willingly goes. The first is the same place he just stormed out of in a huff, and the second is Bail Organa's apartment. Organa is on Alderaan right now, and while Obi-Wan has a key, he also has weird hang-ups about boundaries and privacy, so that only leaves the courtyard garden tucked away in the upper levels of the tower, and accessible only to those with the key code. Padme set the key code herself. The existence of the garden was somewhat instrumental in getting Obi-Wan to feel comfortable enough in her apartment to stay longer than a scant few hours at a time. Anakin likes having all his people in one place. Sure enough, Obi-Wan is sat on a bench in the middle of the courtyard, staring at his hands with a frown, and generally doing a great impression of Anakin circa age 15. At least he's not so pissed he's run off somewhere Anakin won't know to look for him. That's a start. I would have thought yours and Padme's discussion would waylay you slightly longer, Obi-Wan says, as the courtyard doors swish closed behind Anakin. He doesn't look up, though, or raise his voice. It's as though he wants to have this conversation with the ground. It's not like it's a fight we haven't had before. Anakin stops just short of the bench, not wanting to invade Obi-Wan's space without permission, but desperately wanting to touch him anyway. He swallows. She can continue it without me. She knows all my lines. Obi-Wan huffs a laugh, much the same sound Anakin had made. Anakin's fingers twitch with how badly he wants to hug him. Right. Okay. Apology time. Fuck, where does he even start? We didn't... He lets out a frustrated noise, resists the urge to tear at his hair. We didn't want to keep secrets from you. It was just... You don't need to explain yourself to me, Anakin. And Obi-Wan doesn't even sound angry. Because of course he doesn't. Why admit you have emotions when you can repress the criff out of them instead? Your relationship with Padme is none of my business. Anakin has no hope of stopping himself from snapping. That's a pile of steaming bantha shit, and you know it. He tries not to let Obi-Wan provoke him. He does! He knows challenging him on his avoidance never does either of them any good. But force! He's just so frustrating! I'm involved with both of you. Of course it's your damn business. We should have told you, and you're right to be angry. I'm not angry. Right, because you always storm off to sulk out here when you're in a fantastic mood. Obi-Wan sighs, and Anakin takes a half step forward without thinking before he catches himself. Gods, he hates arguing with Obi-Wan. You are under no obligation to share anything with me, Anakin, Obi-Wan says, and the resignation in his voice makes Anakin want to hit something. Padme was involved with you first. You're entirely within your rights to prioritize. Anakin lets out a frustrated growl. Ugh, this is exactly why we didn't tell you, he shouts, throwing his hands in the air. Obi-Wan blinks and opens his mouth, but Anakin doesn't let him speak. If he has to listen to Obi-Wan say one more word of self-deprecating bantha shit, he is going to throttle him. I don't love Padme any more than you, you self-sacrificing sit-down fool! I didn't want to make you feel like you had to do anything you weren't comfortable with. Force knows marriage isn't in most Jedi's plans, and I knew you'd think it meant she's more important to me, and she's not. If I lost either of you, it'd be like losing a limb. Worse, even. Like losing my damn lungs. And then he shuts his mouth, knowing he could keep going, could wax angry, poetic about how vital Obi-Wan is to him until they both died of old age. But Obi-Wan looks distinctly overwhelmed as it is. He's probably going to run away again. That's how this always goes. Anakin upsets him. Anakin tries to fix it by flooding him with too many words filled with too much emotion. Obi-Wan freaks out and runs off to frantically re-repress everything Anakin just stirred up within him. Padme strong-arms Anakin into apologizing. Obi-Wan accepts his apology by way of pretending the disagreement never, ever happened. Anakin shoves him up against a wall and puts his frustration to a more productive use. Rinse and repeat. And, yep, Obi-Wan's standing up now. And Anakin is going to give him space, let him leave without doing anything to make it even worse. Obi-Wan walks right past him, and Anakin's hand reaches out without his permission to firmly grab his wrist. Shit. Padme says the key to a good relationship is communication, Anakin says. No idea where he's going with it, but apparently unable to control his treacherous mouth. And if you just keep ignoring it whenever we fight, it's going to ruin us. I don't... He sucks in a deep breath. I love you, Obi-Wan. I don't want to lose you. Obi-Wan swallows with an audible click, but he doesn't pull free from Anakin's grasp. Yes, so you've said. You obviously have a problem here beyond just us not telling you. Anakin's already done this song and dance twice. The secret part of his and Padme's secret marriage could be going better. And he knows how it goes. This is not how it goes. And Anakin can tell Obi-Wan is going to deny it. Still. But then suddenly his shoulders sink in defeat, and he says, resigned again, Yes, I do. It takes Anakin a moment to react to that. He hadn't been expecting to actually make progress, not tonight. He pulls Obi-Wan back over to the bench by his wrist, sitting down and tugging until Obi-Wan sits down facing him. Right. We're not moving until we've talked about it. Anakin, is that really... Yes, it's criffing necessary! Anakin snaps, more venomous than he'd intended. He winces, then adds, softer. You have a problem. I am obligated for at least 5 different reasons to help fix your problems. Do you want me to go get Padme? He needs Obi-Wan to realize he's being serious here for once in his life. He's gotten Padme to oversee emotionally fraught conversations before, though admittedly they'd been with Ahsoka. But still, Obi-Wan knows what he's threatening. And thankfully, Obi-Wan winces and says hastily, No, that won't be necessary. Good. Is it because you think I love her more than you? At that, Obi-Wan full-on flinches, which Anakin was expecting. They're both bringing planet-sized inadequacy issues to this relationship. It's become something of a running theme. Because I don't, he continues, sliding his hand down Obi-Wan's wrist to twist their fingers together and stroke his thumb over the back of Obi-Wan's palm. And I'll keep telling you that till you start to believe it, no matter how many times that takes. You're just as important to me. I love you so much. You really think I would have jeopardized my relationship with Padme on a whim? If I didn't need you just as badly? And Anakin knows he'll need to repeat those words a lot more before they start to actually sink into Obi-Wan's stubborn head. But he's got to start somewhere. Is it just that? He asks. And Obi-Wan's expression shudders, which is answer enough. Oh, great. I love our inability to have just a single problem at any given time. It's so useful. That makes Obi-Wan's lips twitch into a small smile, and triumphant warmth spreads through Anakin's chest at the sight. Obi-Wan should smile more often. All the time. What else, then? Are you jealous? Annoyed we didn't invite you? Because we literally only invited the droid, so you can join the queue on that one. Of course you did, Obi-Wan sighs. I assume I'll be lining up behind Bail and Padme's handmaidens. It turns out a lot of people actually genuinely want to be there when someone important to them gets married, Anakin agrees. Who'd have guessed? You could renew your vows after the war. No one else need know you're renewing them, of course. Then you could invite the entire galaxy. Anakin laughs, and can't resist leaning in to press a kiss along the side of Obi-Wan's jaw. Now it seems less like doing so will make Obi-Wan bolt. The entire galaxy is a tad excessive. Probably only the entire population of Naboo. Oh, of course. Huge ceremonies are so crass, we wouldn't want to overdo it. Obi-Wan tilts his head upwards, allowing Anakin a better vantage point to properly kiss the length of his jaw. He stops once he reaches Obi-Wan's ear, though, because he knows a distraction when he sees one. Uh-uh. You're not getting out of this that easy. We're having a serious talk about your feelings, whether you like it or not. Obi-Wan groans. I much prefer the kissing. Well, if you're good. Anakin presses a kiss to the shell of Obi-Wan's ear, relishing in the shudder of a breath Obi-Wan lets out. There's more where that came from. Are you bribing me? Anakin nuzzles into the crook of Obi-Wan's neck, inhaling his scent. Nonsense. Merely offering you some motivation. Well, that sounds an awful lot like bribery. And you're deflecting again. I regret you, Obi-Wan says, deadpan. I should never have taken you as my Padawan. Knowing you hasn't done me the slightest bit of good. Are you this nice to everyone who makes you talk about your feelings? You are the only person in this galaxy who does that, Anakin. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm part of an order called the Jedi. We have rather strict rules regarding emotions. Anakin presses his grin into Obi-Wan's shoulder. Never been very good at following rules. Yes, I've noticed. You were saying something about how you're jealous of me and Padme's marriage? Padme and Eyes. Anakin hits him. Okay, you win. Obi-Wan lets out a long breath and fixes his gaze at a point above Anakin's shoulder. I never thought I'd get to have something like this. Obviously. I wouldn't have joined the Order if I thought I had any need of it. But that doesn't mean I don't want it, Obi-Wan says, just short of a snap. So you are jealous? Of course I'm criffing jealous! Obi-Wan pulls away from Anakin, a wild look in his eye, some mix of anger and self-loathing and defeat that Anakin wants to stamp out of existence immediately. You do remember it's a secret marriage, right? Anakin asks placatingly. I can count on my fingers the people who know, and I'm romantically involved with two of them. Obi-Wan lets out a breath. Still. His gaze drops back down to Anakin's face, and his expression makes it incredibly hard not to kiss him. Then Anakin remembers they're literally discussing Obi-Wan's desire to get married to him, so he kisses him. I thought you wanted to have this conversation, Obi-Wan says once they break apart again, with just the slightest hint of breathlessness. I distinctly remember you complaining about distractions. Anakin kisses at his jaw again. He really likes Obi-Wan's jaw. But then you said you wanted to marry me. How else did you expect me to react? I didn't. Didn't say those exact words, but I've learned not to hold my breath for you to be direct about your feelings. He moves to Obi-Wan's neck, with just the slightest scrape of his teeth, and the noise Obi-Wan makes is divine. So, you want to marry me, huh? Padme could officiate, you know. The only thing more forbidden by the Order than marriage is becoming a Sith, Obi-Wan breathes out. The content expression on his face somewhat detracts from the impact of his words. I have literally already gotten married, Obi-Wan. I haven't. There's hope for me yet. Anakin pulls back from sucking a hickey into his neck to raise a single pointed eyebrow. Obi-Wan huffs. We can invite Bail, Anakin says. Ahsoka, of course. Rex, Cody. We have to have more than four friends between us. Ventress? Anakin chokes and splutters. That is not even funny, Obi-Wan! Oh my gods! Obi-Wan presses a kiss to the tip of Anakin's nose, because he is ridiculous like that. No, of course it isn't. She does make an awful lot of comments about how close we are, though. Do you think she thinks we'd make a good couple? We don't make a good couple, because I'm breaking up with you, right now. If I had a credit for every time you said that. You shouldn't joke about our relationship problems, Obi-Wan. It's not healthy. They last barely 3 seconds of silence before they collapse into laughter. Anakin's wrist comm chimes just as they're recovering, and he answers it without bothering to check who it is. It's not as if very many people calm him outside of missions. I take it everything's fine now, then? Padme says, by way of greeting. And Anakin's grin widens. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get married. Padme lets out a long sigh, but Anakin can hear the smile in it. Of course you are. Stars forbid Anakin Skywalker be content with just one highly forbidden secret marriage. What next? Are you going to propose to R2? Anakin is so horrified by that idea, he is pretty sure his brain catches fire. I think you broke him, Obi-Wan puts in. That droid is his son-in-law. You shouldn't joke about such things.
Son-in-law?
Well, yes. Obviously, 3PO is his son.
Oh, obviously. Another wedding we weren't invited to, I suppose.
I know you're joking, Anakin says, having recovered his higher brain functions. But R2 has literally written a patch into 3PO's base code that's the binary equivalent of, if lost, please return to Anakin's astromech, the blue angry one. We're on Coruscant, thanks. The resulting laughter rings loud through the courtyard, and Obi-Wan gasps out, Of course he has. That droid has spent far too much time with you.
Hey, don't you talk about our son like that.
Since when is he my son?
You cannot, under any circumstance, ever tell him I told you this.
But on the last mission we went on together, he called you Dad.
And it's Obi-Wan's turn to open and close his mouth in stunned silence, though the look on his face couldn't be farther from horror.
Oh. Well, that's... Well.
Padme is still laughing at them.
He was actually pretty apologetic about it, Anakin says. Mostly just to keep the conversation going and stop himself doing something ill-advised, like tackling Obi-Wan to the ground. He's never called me Dad.
He calls you my Ani, Padme points out. I think that's close enough.
I need to learn binary, Obi-Wan says. I didn't realize he did anything other than curse everyone out constantly.
Oh, don't get us wrong. It's pretty much 90% cursing. And screaming.
He says one sweet thing every 6 months, and it's usually because I've just almost died.
Wonder who he possibly gets that from, Padme says knowingly.
Anakin glares at the comm unit.
Even if she can't see him, she knows him well enough to feel it. Anyway, are you two coming back inside anytime soon? We never actually got around to eating dinner, you know.
It's probably beyond salvageable now, Obi-Wan gripes as he stands up. Anakin settles a hand on his lower back. Just because he can.
Hey, don't look at me. I wasn't the one who stormed off.
You were just the one who kept your marriage a secret from your boyfriend for over a year, yes. Anakin grumbles under his breath, but concedes the point.
Padme is laughing at them again.
I'll start reheating everything,
she says, sounding unbearably fond. Anakin's chest clenches.
You're only in the courtyard, right? Don't take too long, or it'll burn.
Are you saying I can't push Obi-Wan into the alcove by the stairwell and kiss him until his knees go weak?
Yes, Anakin, that is exactly what I'm saying. There is a perfectly serviceable couch in my apartment.
Anakin says, You spoil all my fun. Even as he grins widely. Obi-Wan's face is turning the loveliest shade of pink.
I am the sensible one in this relationship,
Padme agrees.
Hurry up, boys. I'm hungry.
Love you.
Anakin,
Padme says, incredibly exasperated.
You are going to see me in person in 5 minutes.
Still love you. He can practically hear her rolling her eyes.
Yes, yes, you ridiculous man. I love you too. I'm hanging up now. Please don't make out with Obi-Wan in the corridor.
And the comm clicks off, leaving them in momentary silence. So, Anakin says, grinning, want to make out in the corridor? Obi-Wan hits him upside the back of the head. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Cantorina for selecting the story for me, and thank you, Asdema, for turning this raw file into an actual listenable file. And finally, thank you to Bessie Boo for chipping in as our pinch hitter at the end when Cantorina lost all vocal capabilities. Part of Podfic Polygons 2018, the idea was that each person would have a hand in a different step of Podfic creation. In this case, I did the raw file. I wasn't allowed to edit it. It's been really weird, and like I have to keep stopping myself from doing, because I usually edit as I go, so I have to stop myself from stopping the recording, and it's like knee-jerk reaction to cut out all the things, and now somebody else is hearing the things that I usually, like me swearing at the fire sirens and stuff like that.
Which is a lot of fun to listen to, because your mic doesn't actually pick up the sirens at all. It's dead silence plus cursing.
And the fix selection was out of my hands as well, and then on the two other works as part of our polygon was a triangle, because it was myself and Cantorina and Asdema, and Bessie Boo as a pinch hit, but that was later. You should check out the podfic of The Sun, the Stars, Let Me Give the Universe, recorded by Asdema and edited by Cantorina and cover art by myself.
And then also Best Laid Plans, which is, as I mentioned earlier, the pinch hit, read by Bessie Boo, cover art by Asdema, edited by myself, the originally intended version of Best Laid Plans by Cantorina will be going up eventually, and you should also check that one out, because both versions are going to bring, like, amazing nuance to the character of Han Solo. but yes, Bessie Boo, myself, and Asdema are the three versions of stories from our Podfic Polygon that are available for your listening pleasure, friends.
And it's really interesting to see how, like, stuff that you don't normally think of as, like, the final product, but absolutely has a hand in shaping the final product, like how you can influence somebody else's and seeing how somebody else might influence yours, and fic choice and cover art and all of it, just making this collaboration that is such a cool idea. And this worked out really well because Star Wars ring, which is the best kind of ring, honestly, you know. The Star Wars one. So, yes, thank you to my Podfic Polygon partners for helping make this thing a reality. And thank you, listener, for enjoying this with me. Also, thank you to Not Quite a Ghost for giving us permission to play with your work. Indirectly, you know, the request came from Cantorina, and I got to put my words and my voice, and Asdema got to put their step on it as well, and just all of it being very
collaborative, which is super cool. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have some Star Wars feelings, and Obi-Wan deserves all of the nice things 2005 ever. Have a nice day.